Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 4th of November. The United States would be publishing trade data for September today if it had a functioning federal government. It doesn't, so it won't. Unfortunately, this is not data that we can readily calculate by using international sources. Under US President Trump's first term, China's exporters became adept at rerouting exports to the United States via third-party countries in order to avoid tariffs. So what is recorded as an export to the US may not reflect what the US actually thinks is happening. The US trade balance has further been distorted on a month-by-month basis by stockpiling and then consuming inventory, as companies have tried to anticipate tariffs. Only certain sectors have been able to do this overall. Limited substitutes and US companies raising their prices has limited the loss of market share of exporters to the United States. The US did release one piece of data yesterday with the Senior Loan Officer's Opinion Survey from the Federal Reserve. This is survey-based evidence, which would normally have to be treated with considerable caution. However, if the regulator of your sector is asking the questions, as is the case here, there is almost a compulsion to answer. The data did not suggest that tight credit standards or the cost of credit were limiting US economic activity. Much of the consumer's demand for credit was reported as steady, and while there may have been some tightening of standards for commercial lending, this does not appear to have been a constraint in a macroeconomic sense. The pattern of credit availability has been repeated more or less on the European side of the Atlantic. It doesn't suggest that monetary policy has been exceptionally repressive in either region. This rather underscores the idea that recent US rate cuts are more an insurance against labour market brittleness than a deliberate attempt to counteract credit tightening and stimulate growth. Were tightening standards reported, policy uncertainty was often cited as the cause. Labour market concerns were flagged up by Fed Governor Cook in remarks yesterday, although Cook also highlighted that the tariff effects on inflation will not be fully felt as yet. That's really a story for early next year. Today, we get a lot more European Central Bank talk, including remarks by ECB President Lagarde, but this is likely to provoke only a very muted market reaction, a polite way of saying that markets are just not in any way interested. The Bank of Japan's September minutes are also due for release. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.